But to be honest, I wish I was here alone. Because sometimes I do shows alone.
Sure.
And I would have pulled the guy in the hallway in to join me. If you didn't drive 30 minutes.
Pull him in.
Buddy Hackett is in the hallway. I walk in, I smell coffee, and I go in, and I look at him, and he looks familiar. I just can't believe it. He's going to come on the Pet Pointer show at 11 o'clock.
All right.
Jeez, Buddy Hackett. Guys, he's from New Jersey. Anyway.
He could probably afford a house here.
Yeah, he could. Jeez, Buddy Hackett. I mean, I just grew up with Buddy Hackett. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Maybe we'll run out of material. We'll have to call Buddy Hackett in.
Whatever.
Tell a few jokes. I gave him my card.
All right.
And he looks at it and he goes, Coldwell Banker, because you guys are always mailing me to sell my house. I said, only you, buddy. We don't do any other mailings.
That's right.
Buddy Hackett is in the hallway.
Uh-oh. Bring him in.
Buddy. Buddy, I just want to introduce Buddy Hackett. I was just mentioning that you're in the hallway.
Well, I'm glad to be. I came up here to make a plug for Singida, which is an animal shelter my wife and I are plugging. And then I got a letter from some guy who said, would you come to Oxnard? And it's a long way from Beverly Hills. I said, okay. And then he sent me the particulars, and he made a little mistake. It's here in Santa Barbara. So it was a little extra drive.
Oh, so I got confused. So you don't live in Santa Barbara. You live in Beverly Hills.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
And years ago, I was so embarrassed to live in Beverly Hills because it was so highfalutin. I told everybody I lived in Los Angeles. I never said Beverly Hills. But you've got a real estate show, right?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, they always say, what's the best kind of place to buy? The area is important. What do they
location,
call it?
Location, location, location.
Yeah, so I was staying at a guy's house in Aspen, Colorado, and across the street a guy's building a house, and he's building a house, he's almost doing it by himself. But in back of his house is the river. And I'm looking, I said, boy, that's a nice place. Then he puts up a for sale sign. I go over, I talk to him, I said, look, here's what I could afford. This is 35, 40 years ago. I said, here's what I could afford. Well, that's not what I'm asking. I said, well, if you don't ever get what you want, this offer is open forever. Well, finally, I buy the house for $165,000. Then he owned three lots next door. He owned that whole. So I bought one lot for $50,000. That's a year later. Had an option for a year. So I waited the whole year, then I bought it. Meanwhile, I went to work, earned some more money. Now, 28, 30 years, I use the house, my friends, my children. And then a guy comes, he wants to buy it. I said, but it's not for sale. Well, how much you want for it? I said, well, I want $2 million. He said, are you crazy? I said, hey, you knocked on my door. You look at him, not here with a knife or a gun, maybe it would be a madman. So now, well, first the guy called me and said, they don't have to see it. The guy wants the house. Name your price. Okay, now the guy, I tell him $2 million. Now he says, okay. Then they call me. And I'm in Los Angeles. He's got to see it. So I call the housekeeper. I pay her to go meet the guy because she lived in some town because no one could afford to live in Aspen.
Oh, it sounds like Santa Barbara.
Yeah, so she goes and meets him and I pay her. And he looks at it, and then he calls back to his agent or whatever, says, well, he looked at it, but the area only calls for $1.6 million. I said, well, it's $2.2 million. He said, but you said $2 million. I said, you don't change the price to $1.6 million.
So you went the other way?
So I go to $2.2 million because I'm making a counteroffer. Now, if you call back for the $2 million, which I told you originally, it's $2.4 million. So 5 years later, I sold it for $3.5 million.
Oh, God, that's a great real estate story.
Yeah, now I took the money. I paid off all my children who are now grown. I paid off all their mortgages. I paid off my mortgage. I paid all the taxes for everything. Then I bought another house in I forget where it was, but it was in another ski area, which wasn't that expensive. I bought it just for them because I had turned over 70 and I wasn't going to ski anymore.
Now, what year did you sell this house in Colorado for $3 million something?
Okay. This summer will be 3 years. Anyway, I enjoyed it all that time. We had a good time with it. And I just tell you, you really can afford more than you think you can afford. What will Rogers say? Buy some land. They ain't making any more.
Mr. Buddy Hackett, yeah. I grew up watching you on the Johnny Carson Show. In a million years, I never would have thought I would have been sitting here talking to you. And here you are making money as an entertainer, and you got a great real estate story for Radio Real Estate.
Well, I don't work anymore as an entertainer.
I understand. I understand. But that's where you made your living.
Yeah, but I never did as good as I did with that house.
that's the joke.
I think I saved up for all the years I worked in Las Vegas and all over the country. I might have saved up $3.5 million. That's God knows what I earned, because when I first started to work, the tax bracket was 90% top bracket.
Really?
Till Ronald Reagan fixed it and brought it all the way down. But now we have a man named Gray Davis, and I'm hoping we get the troops back quickly so that we can recapture California.
Well, Mr. Buddy Hackett, on a little state-to-state of the union address here,
yeah.
Real estate, and you cover all areas.
Well, I was friends with George W.'s father, and I'm going to be friends with him if I ever get around to going there again to Washington. But today, my drive from Beverly Hills up here to Santa Barbara, I think I haven't been past outside the house more than a block in years.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you up here with your wife, or do you?
No. My wife stays home and takes care of the animals. You know, we got animals we take care of.
That's the way you talk about your children?
No, the children's all grown and gone. But I know that was an attempt for you for humor. And I would think calling a contractor and have it fixed.
Mr. Buddy Hackett, it is just an honor. Thank you for
goodbye.
Jumping in. And for everyone else, you can stay tuned. He'll be back on at 11 o'clock, 11:05, with Pet Pointers and talking about his
building his pet project. Yeah, I bought 22 acres in Sylmar, and I'm building a cattery now. It took 5 years to get okay from the county to start building. Why? There was nothing there. We had to remove all the dirt from a construction company and fix it and make it pretty. And then they said, well, we don't know yet. And then we built a house for maintenance. Real beautiful house.
Yeah.
Then he said, well, you have two kitchens. You could only have one.
We have another celebrity here, Michael Jackson, who's just having a little problem with the county paying taxes.
I worked with him when he was five.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Jackson 5, I worked when he was 4 or 5 years old.
And Vegas?
No, up in the Concord Hotel, up in the Catskill Mountains.
My mother sang at the Concord Hotel. She used to open for Jackie Mason. She worked Grossinger's, the Concord. This is back in the 1960s. Is that when you were there?
Actually, I was there the first time in 1947. And I had a television show called Buddy Hackett's Laugh Time on CBS in 1945.
Wow.
I got $25 a week.
You know, I offered to buy Bill Watkins breakfast after the show, but I'd rather buy you breakfast.
No, thanks very much.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. We're running running over our commercial break here for the quarter hour, so...
What's your product that you're selling?
Well, I am a local
realtor. No, what's the commercial?
What's the commercial? A real estate mortgage company.
Which one?
Diversified Mortgage.
I hear them all the time talk about diversified. A guy goes in somewhere and they tell him, well, you'll have to wait this and that. I think I'll go to diversified. And he goes into diversified. Unfortunately, at that moment, it was in the middle of a holdup and he got shot in the shoulder.
Mr. Buddy Hackett will return at 11:05 on Pet Pointers. This is Mark Schneibin's Radio Real Estate. That's what you call spontaneous live radio. Unbelievable. Buddy Hackett. Jonathan Winters, where are you? He lives in Montecito. Buddy Hackett came all the way from
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Oh my God. God, Buddy Hackett. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.